This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're talking about online shopping and parents.
Helping parents, yeah.
Yes, have you helped your parents do more online shopping? Why or why not? We're talking about this because, you know, there's been a surge of baby boomers who have now shifted to e-commerce, and they are spending a whole lot of money online. We have a poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. You have about 15 minutes to chime in and also send us your comments via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. And since we're talking about baby boomers and going online, we'll come back to the messages in just a bit. But here's a story about how social media is keeping senior citizens company. Now, in a time of physical distancing and isolation, the senior citizen demographic may be suffering more from feelings of loneliness and separation from society in general. And surprisingly, Facebook may be the tool to come to the rescue.
Right. So I'm going to just link this because this WhatsApp came through from Tessa. It says, my 70-plus dad is very good at buying online, not just from Lazada and Shopee, even from home-based sellers on Facebook. So there you go, right? So scientific research suggests that carrying out certain specific activities on Facebook, like posting photos, may be more beneficial to this section of population than overall use of the social network. So from customizing profiles and posting photos to commenting on posts or just scrolling through them, social media use can vary greatly from one user to another and doesn't necessarily bring them the same benefits.
So there was this study from Penn State University in collaboration with Kookmin University in South Korea, and this study suggested that developers could find ways of easing the complexity of tasks on social networks. And for this study specifically, they focused on Facebook to help older users gain confidence and improve their well-being while also helping to combat their social isolation. So for this study, the researchers conducted both a content analysis and an online survey of around 200 Facebook users over the age of 60. And what they found was that participants who posted more pictures to Facebook felt more competent, which led to significantly higher levels of well-being in general. Now, those who commented more frequently on Facebook and received more responses to posts tended to have greater feelings of relatedness and connection with others as well. And finally, customizing their profiles gave users over 60 more of a sense of autonomy while they were on the social media site.
Okay, so but paradoxically, the researchers also discovered that overall Facebook use was linked to low well-being among the participants. The findings led the scientists to consider older adults may want to focus more on certain activities to continue to benefit their mental health while helping them feel less isolated, especially if the pandemic makes real-world social interaction more difficult.
Yeah, so now these researchers are saying that, you know, much of the social media research out there may focus on younger people because they tend to be the main users of technology, right? But older adults are also becoming more used to technology and are using social media more. So this study hopefully, you know, offers older adults ways to use social media to enhance their positive mental health. And the research also suggests that developers could contribute to improving the social connection of the most isolated individuals during periods of social distancing. But we'll need to wait and see if similar findings also apply to other social media sites, you know, because this is just focused on Facebook.
Facebook, right? So I've talked about my mom, right, who's in her 80s. So for her, seeing me post something, right, she will like every post.
Aww.
And if I put 10 photos, every photo. So I think that's because, you know, I'm not with her. So that's her point of connecting with me. And I sometimes post just so that she has something to do.
Yeah, but I do that too, Frida. You know, I like all
and
of
you. And you live together.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I think it's sweet how, you know, they've discovered that there can be a way to lift senior citizens out of their isolation, especially during this pandemic, right? You know, whatever little you can do
for human connection.
For connection, you know, will help, right? Yeah. So, I understand like how, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, social media is really bad for you, for your mental health and things like that. But, you know, look at it from this point of view.
Right.
The small things do matter.
Mm.
Also on the show today, we are asking you if you have helped your parents do more online shopping. Why or why not? Let's wrap up the poll before we get into the comments.
Okay, so leading at yes, you've helped your parents at 56.5%. They already know how to do 20.2%, which is encouraging. No, 8.1%. And those that prefer to shop offline, 15.3%. That's happening on Twitter.
On Instagram, it's still at 80%. Yes, they help their parents do more shopping online, 20%. 20%. No, a couple of messages to read out. This is from PDX, who says, yes, since they are not comfortable with many of the e-wallets around. Okay, that is a data point there. Daryl Tan says, mom does it herself. She's a senior citizen and I'm amazed at her willingness to learn. Ardila says, mom doesn't want to get duped. I audit the seller before I purchase. That's good, Ardila. Chi Wei Chen says, so they will stay at home and reduce the risk of getting COVID. Right. Mr. Sarko says, they don't shop online. Ha ha ha. And Chris Flo says, you know, do it for their safety. Okay. We also have, do we have any more messages on WhatsApp?
None.
Right. So you see, like, most of the comments are actually coming on Instagram. I have to, I mean, of course, you know, maybe a younger demographic, so their parents are online more. But yes, thank you so much for all your comments. That, of course, was our top story of the day about how baby boomers are dominating online shopping. We then did a story about GameStop and how it's scaring Wall Street and how it's also inspiring Malaysian investors to drive shares of our local glove makers higher. And of course, we ended the story, the show with.
Right, of course, Gaming Wall Street. And of course, we end a story about how, you know, with Facebook is helping with, you know, that human connection for the senior citizens.
Right. If you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of all our bits will be up on the website, bfm.my. Within the hour, you can also download the podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes and on Spotify. Rich, Arv and Christine will be back again with more Enterprise Biz Bites on
Tuesday.
But till then, don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, I think Lin Mark spoke to Ong Yang Ming, Vice President of Business for APAC and Middle East at Texas Chicken. So stay tuned for that. But for now, we'll have a little bit of Jimmy Eat World taking us out of the show. Hope you have a nice, sweet weekend. This is Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.